bringing you all things footy. ABC Grandstand. This is the Sunday Inquisition.
Russell might yet be back in the vest as Bennell Rhodes off the pack and a left foot snap is a goal from 30 metres out. Hand pass away there to Bennell on the edge of the square and the free man and mark will be taken by Russell. He runs through the 50, 45 degree angle, eyes them and kicks the goal.
Kick to left half forward, one-on-one between Amira and Smets. Amira read the ball, wins the footy, kicks the goal. On the run from 35.
He kicks inside the 50 and a mark taken by Harbrow. 48 metres out.
The man with the best step in AFL footy.
He dances like he should be on Dancing with the Stars. He's coming just to the edge of the 50. Left foot strike, looks straight, looks long enough. He's carried the pack, Jared Harbrow. And the Suns are leading by 17 points.
Well, it was said he's got the best step in the AFL, and Stan, he's one of your very favourite players, Jared Harbrow.
Yep,
now,
mate.
You said we wanted to speak to Jared Harbrow. Well, your wish is my command. Here he is, Jared Harbrow. Jared, congratulations on a fantastic performance last night. As we mentioned, 16 points down halfway through the third quarter, and you've won by 40 points. What a performance.
It was, yeah, boys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a really good win last night. I think the boys will take a lot out of it, a lot of confidence knowing that we can certainly match it with the top teams. So it was really good to knock Geelong off at home, which we know we play very good football up there.
What was going through your mind halfway through the third quarter? Because it did look like Geelong was starting to get on top. What changed and what was certainly going to happen is that last quarter, once you got going, you were unstoppable.
Yeah, well, we definitely know that we couldn't give Geelong too much of a leg rope. We know how much of a champion team they are, and we knew if we were close, within a goal or two coming to the last quarter, we knew we probably would outrun them. We'd have a younger side, a bit more fresher legs and stuff like that, so we had to stick to, I think we started off the game fairly well. Our first half wasn't too bad, but we knew we had to certainly hold together in the second half. And wouldn't say we panicked too much in the third quarter there. We held our own and stuck to what we needed to do. And we came away with, I think it's very pleasing that we ran the game out really well.
Now, Jared, you've been there since the start. The confidence of the young men that you've got in that team now, can you see it growing? Can you see that belief there that maybe you can actually make it through to September as early as this year?
Yeah, definitely. The first couple of years, especially that first year, was certainly a tough year. Getting a hiding most weeks by close to 100 points and stuff like that. So we knew there'd be a stage later down the track where enough would be enough, and it's time for us boys to grow up and mature and start really attacking these teams if we really want to give ourselves a chance, especially to play finals football, which we're aiming to do, and we're on the right track. We're certainly not getting carried away, but the boys have grown. You see it pre-season by pre-season how mature and how eager the boys are to get out there and attack pre-season to give themselves the best chance of performing well during the season.
Now, Jared, I've got to say it's an absolute thrill to speak to you. I've said on many occasions that I love Gold Coast, I love the way they play, but how come we never get to speak to one of my favourite players, and that's you? I just love the way you take them on. I love those little sidesteps. I love the way you seem to find a way when nothing's there. I'm interested, what's the coach's instructions to you? What's the role he asks you in the back half, especially when you've got the footy in your hands?
It's probably, I don't really speak too much about what I do with the football. It's more so it's more so my defensive actions, to be really honest. When I'm playing down back, so my main focus is to defend and beat my opponent as best as I can. And I think everyone gets coached to play on an opponent when they've got the footy, and then when they don't, it's your turn to attack and turn something into an attacking play and give the boys up the field the best delivery they can get. So pretty much I've been taught to just play defensive, And then whatever happens on the back of that will happen. So lock down on your opponent, beat them, and then take off and hurt them.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and just play on instinct. Don't try and get too complicated with it. See the game well, and yeah, just try and be as composed as you can when you get the footy, and don't make too many turnovers.
Well, that's fantastic. It also leads me into another one. I wasn't planning to ask this, but just listen to what you said then. With such a young team and in that back line, and you talked about playing on a men, but one of the things we know in today's game, and have a multitude of opponents because they're moving them down all the time, who makes the decision in the back half and what role do you play in ensuring the side gets the matchups right?
Yeah, well, we go through a lot of planning throughout the week, planning for those type of moves that opposition teams will make against us. So there's a lot of half forwards and midfielders roll throughout their forward line. So we could be playing on a number of opponents, 3 to 4 opponents within one quarter. So it's really the onus is on us back six to really take control and to find the best possible matchups we can. So we don't really want to. It's pretty basic. Yeah, the talls play on the talls and the smalls play on the smalls, and you just mix and match and try and cover off and help each other out as much as you can. For the best of the team, it's all about getting the right matchups and. Yeah, but the boys in the back six mainly call that. Unless the runner comes out and speaks to us directly about a certain move, but the back six normally takes control of that.
Jared, can you give us an insight into Harley Bunnell? It looks like he thrives on the big stage, and last night was the biggest for him.
Yeah, what a game! He took the game on and. He took his chances and on the back of good, really smart work rate. I think he's really smart when it comes to knowing that when we've got the footy and when we're going to get a turnover from the oppo, he knows when to run forward and get on the end of those kicks and stuff like that. So he just reads the game really well and he's one of the fittest at the club. He's top three, top four in the endurance at the club. So. He's always got that good endurance base behind him, which allows him to work over his opponents and beat them. And his speed is super quick. So he's got a really good mix in the bag, and he finishes really well.
I understand you've mentored him a bit and Jack Martin. I mean, Harley had his issues. Everyone thought he was going to go home there for a while. Can you give us an insight into how closely you've worked with him and Jack?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't put it down to doing anything outrageous or anything like that. It's just more so being there to talk to him, and you know it's not hard to go out of your way and just ask how the boys are doing. Obviously, yeah, Harley did have a bit of homesickness and stuff like that early on, but he stayed with me, and I think Carmichael Hunt really took in when he was really going through a rough stage there, and gave him a really good outlook and looked after him really well. And then he came and stayed with me for a while. And so, yeah, I can't really take too much credit.
You've got to take some.
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose. I wouldn't take the on-field.
Very modest.
So, Jared, when you're speaking to Harley in those sort of times, and I don't want you to sort of break confidence, but what are sort of the things you are saying to him to make him happy to be away from home? Because... you know, his family's on the other side of Australia. It's a long way away. What are the sort of things you say to him?
I think it's the chat that I would have had with him was about how soon can he get his family to come over. And I know I've had a couple of chats with the development guys and welfare guys at the club, and just asking them, being in their ear all the time, asking them how soon can they fly his family over for a couple of days or for the weekend or a week or so. So it's just constantly having him around because I've got a partner, and probably just getting him into a home environment where he feels comfortable, cook him dinner and give him a bed to stay whenever he needs to. So he always knows that the door's open at my place and he can come around at any time to switch off and away from other things, other distractions that he might have. And yeah, it's just more so a basic chat and seeing how he's going.
Sounds to me that you're doing a little bit more than just having a chat to him.
Fantastic.
It is fantastic. Great insight, Jared. As we let you go, I'm not suggesting that you're talking about fools when you had recovery this morning, but can you sort of taste it that it's not far away? Maybe this year?
Well, we've got, I don't know how many games we've got left, but I think we still need to win about five more. So that's pretty tough. That's still a lot of games to try and win just to qualify for finals. But we know that when we play, when we're at our best and playing like we did on the weekend, because I know I've played in a few finals series when I was at the Bulldogs, and we know that these wins early in the season and this grind that we've got, so this next month and a bit is a massive grind for the footy club to try and get ourselves in the best place to qualify for finals. And I think we certainly can't get too carried away. That's the main thing. I think the young boys are really excited to even think that they've got a chance to play finals, but it's still a long way to go. But we're giving ourselves every chance, and we're certainly going to go out there to try and get those wins, and who knows what could happen.
Fantastic, Jared. Thanks for spending some time with us on a Sunday afternoon on ABC Grandstand.
All right, boys. Thank you.